This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
It is so good to be back with you this Saturday afternoon. And people say, what is the Sue Free Show? What is that all about? Is it about bugs? And I say, no, it's not about bugs. I deal with bugs Monday through Friday usually. And Saturday I want to focus on, well, I focus on this every day, but hopefully reaching out and helping those that need help, being a light in the darkness. And I hope that you strive to do that too. It's in the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connecting with people. You know, people impact our lives both positively and negatively, and we have a choice whether to react or respond. Our life is guided by our choices, which are based on our beliefs. Wisdom comes when we learn from our mistakes and those who have gone before us. Leverage all of this to take a chance. Share your life experiences to create wisdom for another person's life, to plant a seed, dare to make a difference, to live your life on purpose for a purpose. And today, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to get vulnerable and transparent with you today and give you a little background on something that's happened in my life. People say, you know, how did this radio show happen? Or, you know, why are you doing this show? Are you having fun? And I'll say, you know, not everything we do in life is for fun, but is really rewarding. And why that is because I feel that I've gone through what I've gone through, and hopefully I can make a difference in someone's lives by being empathetic to other people and also to maybe shed some light on my experiences, how my choices affected my life. And maybe by hearing these things, it can make a change or help you with a decision, a tough decision that you need to make. And that's my goal. That's my heart. That's my passion. And today with me, I have Pastor Dave Wilkinson. And we're going to be talking about a ministry that he is in charge of, and it's Community Pregnancy Clinic for Simi Valley and Moore Park. And he's been the executive director since 2007. Since that time, the CPC has experienced substantial growth under his leadership by adding two satellite clinics, one in Moore Park, and a mobile ultrasound clinic. Now that's different. We're going to hear more. In addition to casting vision and leading the expansion of the ministry, Dave is responsible for fundraising, public relations, administration, oversight of staff and volunteers, and building ongoing recognition and development of ministry. He doesn't need to sleep, obviously. Prior to his position at the CPC, Dave served as the founding and senior pastor of the Bridge Community Church in Simi Valley, and also served for 10 years as the counseling and recovery pastor at Sunrise Christian Fellowship in Simi Valley. Dave has been involved in the pro-life movement since the early 80s in various volunteer, staff, and board positions. Dave has been married to Wendy for 33 years and has three adult children and one grandson. I'm not there yet. They live in Simi Valley, California, and they're a member of Discovery Church. Welcome. So welcome, David. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Susie. It's good to see you again.
I know. We go way back, don't we?
Way back.
Yes. When I first met you, you actually were in the counseling of Sunrise, and I actually came to you for counseling, didn't I?
I do remember that.
Yes. And you were
confidential. I won't tell you what we talked about.
Well, I'm going to talk about what we talked about a little bit, probably. So, you know, I'm allowed to do that. You're not, huh?
Yes,
that's kind of how it is. So I read here that you have a mobile unit. What is that all about, the mobile unit?
Well, when we started the CME Clinic in 1991, so this is our 20th anniversary, actually, we did feel like we needed to grow and expand. And so 2 years ago, we added the Moore Park Clinic. And then at that point, I just prayed. I said, God, what's next? You know, I knew that our ministry wasn't supposed to stop there. So I just prayed, God, what's the next step for us? Where do we go next? And I think that's a great prayer to pray, even as an individual,
absolutely,
just in your own personal ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so I felt at that moment when I prayed that prayer that I felt God speak to me, and it wasn't the audible voice. It wasn't a big scary thing. It was just that still small voice inside your heart where the Spirit speaks to you. And I felt the Lord said to me, you need to go where the battle is. And when God said that to me, I knew immediately that he meant Los Angeles, because in Los Angeles, there are over 40 abortion clinics and very few pro-life ministries. Mm. And so I said, that's where we need to go. I said, well, how do we go there? How do we do that? Do we start new clinics down in the LA area, or what do we do? But we had a mobile clinic, and it was just an RV that was donated to us that we had our hotline number plastered on the outside, and we were just going to, you know, we drive that around as a mobile billboard. But someone saw that, and they said, you know what? I think your mobile will make it to LA. I'm not so sure it would get back. And so what they did is they then said, but we have one we want to give you. And they gave us, it was a $69,000 donation, a 2002 mobile RV, and we then converted it to an ultrasound clinic. We got our ultrasound machine through Focus on the Family, through their grant program, and generous people donated to get it ready. And so now for the last year and a half, we've been driving into, we go down to Watts every Tuesday. We go down to MacArthur Park every Thursday, where in MacArthur Park, there's within a 1 mile radius of MacArthur Park in LA, there are 9 abortion clinics.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-mm. And where we park there, we're right across the street from 4 on this one intersection off of Wilshire Boulevard. There are 4 abortion clinics. We actually had a couple last week who were on their way to one of those clinics, and they saw our mobile, and it says free ultrasounds on the outside. And they said, mm-hmm, we're just going to stop by, get
check
a free ultrasound, check it out.
Yeah.
And we're just going to see how far along we are. And then we'll go get our abortion. Because, you know, within the abortion industry, the farther along you are, the more it costs for your abortion. So they were just kind of checking. And she thought she was around 8 weeks pregnant. And so we came in, and she said, you know, this is why we're here. And we said, okay, well, let's talk about that, and let's have the ultrasound, you know, very gracious with our counselors. And then did the ultrasound. Turns out she was 15 weeks along. And if you've seen an ultrasound at 15 weeks, you can see everything. The mm-hmm. heart's beating, you can see his brain, the head, the eyes, the sucking his thumb, the arms and legs, everything is there. And she just gasped. She had no idea how far along that she was that far along.
Right.
And she said, I can't kill my baby.
You know, so baby was saved because of you being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah. And that's why we do it.
That's an amazing story.
And so our mobile goes out to LA. We also go to Oxnard. And I just believe that is the future of the pro-life movement, because we need to go where the needs are. And that's why we do it.
And sometimes people don't understand there are choices, and they don't know how much that's going to cost or what that's going to mean to them. And don't you have, like, counselors that are trained in this, or they've been through an experience and they walk alongside?
Mm-hmm.
So you don't only just deal with this one little part of this. You deal with the emotional, the spiritual, physical,
absolutely,
all of those aspects. And, you know, I'm just going back and saying that I was going to be vulnerable. This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA. I'm going to be vulnerable right now and just state that I had an abortion, and I'm not proud of it by any means. I'm not. I am a mother of 2, and it should be 3, and I know how old that child would be right now, and I think about that a lot. But I will say that when I made this decision, I don't know how old I was. It was around 78, 79. I just got done. I was dancing, and I was I finished high school, but I went on my own. I was on my own at 17, and I put myself through college, and I was dancing on American Bandstand and won a car on American Bandstand, just a fun side note, and that was like a highlight that I didn't even realize was a highlight in my life at that time. Right around that same time, I got pregnant, and it was actually a little later than that, but I went from a real high to a real low is basically what I was saying, is that, you know, I went from this highlight of, wow, I won a car on American Bandstand. And then like a year later is I met this guy and this thing happened, and I couldn't have this baby. I mean, I didn't want to disappoint my mother. I just didn't want to disappoint my mother. I think that was the biggest thing. And then I was on my own. I was putting myself through college. I was doing all these things, and I'm thinking, how can I be a mom right now? because I had a lot to do with raising my sister, and I knew what it took, not monetarily, but physically, emotionally, I knew what it took. And I just inside made a choice. I didn't really think I had an option, and so I made a choice to take care of this. And I did it pretty much on my own, and it wasn't an easy thing to do, and they don't tell you that you're going to have cramps and all this stuff's going to happen. They don't tell you all that. And it's very clinical. It's very cold. They don't want you to get in touch with your emotions at all. It's just this thing. You make a decision. You go in. You get out. And it's over, right? Mm-hmm. And you think it's over. The problem is it's not over.
Right.
The emotional thing that you think you've made this choice and you made this decision and you think, okay, I took care of that. Let's go on. Let's move on. And the truth of it is that took many years later for me to realize the impact of that decision for me. And I think that's why I feel so strongly about what you're doing, David, and because I want to walk alongside, because I know what it's like firsthand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I even talk about it, I get emotions in my throat, and we all know what that means. It means there's still things there, and it's so emotional because I would love to see that baby. But I'll tell you something else that happened, and God is so good. God is so good. Years later, well, I got married, and I got pregnant right away. I had children, and everything was going great. And then, you know, our marriage started suffering, and things started happening, and it ended up that I was fortunate enough. Now, people say, how could you even say this? But I was fortunate enough to go into intense therapy to get resolve or get healing.
Mm-hmm.
And the main thing I can say about this is that God orchestrated all of that. I don't feel bad about even saying this, broadcasting this on radio, because I felt God had a hand on me. Mm-hmm. God had a hand on me, and he had a plan. And how I know that is Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And that is how I feel. I feel like he has got a plan for each one of us. And yes, he gives a freedom of choice, right, David?
Mm-hmm.
He gives us freedom of choice, and we have choices to make. And I made a bad decision, but I felt it was the only decision I could make. Mm-hmm. And what you are offering through CPC is maybe another choice, maybe another option, maybe something that somebody hasn't thought about.
Right.
And to go through it alone is not the best thing to do with anything. You
right.
always want to walk alongside. You want to have somebody that can be there for you, a safe place, a harbor.
Right.
And you're offering that. And I just think that's so amazing.
Well, it's great because I think as you tell your story, what it just reinforces to me is this is why we do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are women and men just like you in your same situation all over this country, mm-hmm. all over this world. And they are facing that decision alone. But if there would be a CPC or a pregnancy center somewhere or an individual that could come alongside and say, you know, you don't have to go through this alone. I know that life feels out of control, feels like it's over. You don't know how you're going to get through this. You have lost your hope, but there is a way. And God does have a plan, and it's a good plan. And then to come alongside and help walk a person through that process so that they can say, oh, yeah, they're I can still go to college. I can still have a career and have a baby. And it may not be what I originally planned, but it can work out. And we can be there for them in the midst of that difficult circumstance, rather than them making a quick decision and making a choice that they are going to later regret.
And it is a regret. I'm going to move to another little thing here is that... Well, first of all, this is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA. If you're late in tuning in, please hang with us because there's so much to this. And even if you're not personally experiencing what we're talking about now, there might come a person along your path that God's going to put in your path, and maybe you're the only one that's going to have a connection, a contact with that person to make a difference. So in having the knowledge, you can help this one person or this life not be taken and snuffed out before it's time. So it's really important that you stay tuned in to what we're talking about here. And to move forward just a little bit is, I'm just going to fast forward a minute. Recently, my husband's father just died. And there's four kids in the family. And going through this and watching the whole dynamic of loss, and even they knew it was coming, but yet even no matter how prepared you are for someone dying that you love, you're never prepared. You think you are, but you're not. And when it finally happens and that last breath takes place, there's just a finality to that. And the same thing with this baby, this life. It's the finality of it. And it's so sad if you live with regret. And if there's another way that you could do this, okay, we made a mistake and we might have done something we shouldn't have done and we should have waited or should have taken precaution and we didn't this one time, okay? Mm-hmm. And now we've got this life. What are we going to do? Oh, my gosh. And, you know, when I went to the clinic, there were women around me that they've been there numerous times. And this was their form of birth control. Right. And I was shocked at that, you know. I was really shocked at that. But then there was people there, young girls that were there that were younger than me. And I felt, my heart went out to them, even though I was going through it too. I just felt, I'm strong. I can handle it. Mm. And, you know, really, David, I couldn't handle it. And you've been a counselor for how many years at Sunrise? How many girls do you think that when you counseled them, did it appear or come up that maybe there was a decision like this one that they've lived with and they haven't let anybody know because it's a secret, right? And those secrets are killers because what happens and what happened to me is that I felt unworthy to receive God's love, God's forgiveness, and then you isolate yourself and you become to where you don't feel worthy. Right. And that's a lie of the devil. But I felt unworthy to receive anything God could do or give me because I had made this decision so long ago. Mm-hmm. And I got freed when I realized that, yes, we're called to forgive others. The hardest thing to do, you listener out there, is to forgive yourself.
Right.
To forgive yourself. And if you've made this decision in the past, you've made it. We can't look back now. We can learn from our past, but we can't change it, can we?
Right. I think you really hit the nail on the head when you talk about just that whole process of healing and forgiveness. You know, we start out with we make a decision that was wrong, and we're all sinners. We all make mistakes, and it's very easy for us to catastrophize a mistake that this is so terrible. This is global. My life is over. God will never forgive me. There's no mercy left for me. I've made this mistake one too many times, or it's so much greater, and I knew better, and all of those kind of gymnastics we go through, which just separates us from God more and more. When God wants to forgive and restore and heal and reconcile, all of that, but we separate ourselves because of shame, and as you said, you isolate, and then it's just a downward spiral because you get depressed and suicidal and all of those kind of things. And a lot of times, women that have had an abortion in the past, they don't connect the dots between the depression I feel now or the short-temperedness I feel toward my own kids, or they don't connect that with, well, yeah, I made that decision back then, and I'm still carrying some of that guilt and that shame. And so walking through that process of that I did this, that I made this mistake, and I understand the circumstances, and I'm not blaming. But what you're doing is you're getting out of your denial and saying, this is something that I did, and I do need to take responsibility for that. And you're not blaming other people. You're not blaming the boyfriend. You're not blaming the circumstances. You're not blaming the economy, where you live, or any of that. And you're bringing it out of the isolation and out of the shame, and you bring that to the foot of the cross. You bring that to Jesus and say, God, I made a mistake. Please forgive me. Please heal me. And every time God says yes.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? And he says yes. I am so thankful he said yes to me, and he has grace.
He does.
He has so much grace.
Yeah.
This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA, and we're talking with David Wilkinson. David, something that happened also with me is when you were saying that, you know, God will forgive us, and he always does, and he always says yes when we ask him, because he says ask, right?
He does.
And it will be given. And seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. A process that I went through during all of this is that I actually physically, with the counselor's help, and his name was David too. How wonderful is that? But he had me walk through a process where I was holding this baby in my arms, and I smelled the baby. I felt the baby in my arms. No clothing, no blanket, just a naked, you know how they smell. They just smell so wonderful. Anyway, so I was holding this baby, and the Lord, Jesus, was in front of me and above me with the light, right? And David walked me through this process of physically taking my baby and giving my baby to Jesus. And that process, that visual, emotional process, to not think about that baby the way I remembered that baby leaving this earth, but seeing and feeling and emotionally getting connected and releasing that baby to Jesus was the healing that I needed.
It's powerful.
Very powerful. And I still to this day brings tears to my eyes because I could not have done that on my own. That's not something you can do on your own. I wouldn't have even known to walk through that process. And even though I'm healed and I know Jesus forgave me, okay, I still have to live with that regret. And I will live with that for the rest of my life. I have a daughter and I have a son, and they're beautiful. They're beautiful kids. They've grown up to be wonderful adults, very loving, very kind, very giving. But there should be a third one, and I know that. And I know that I'm going to see him, and I know he's a him, and I know I'm going to see him in heaven. And that's a wonderful thing, and it gives me some peace to know that. Mm-hmm. My daughter, when she was 12 years old, turned to me and she said to me, "Mom, I want to live my life with no regrets." She's 12. She's the most discerning person I think I've ever met, besides this counselor, David, that I know. He's very discerning, too. And so are you, actually. You're very discerning, too. But my daughter said that, and I was thinking, and you, as a listener listening to this, can you imagine what life would be if we had no regrets? Well, I know for a fact there's no way possible. We can strive for that every minute of every day because we have choices every minute of every day. But there's going to be things that we do, reactions, just responses that will go, "Oh, that is not the way I wanted to respond," you know. But our God is a forgiving God.
Right.
So with that, I'm so grateful.
I think that's a great way to approach life. Without regrets, and none of us will do that perfectly, but right. I think that's a great way to look at life. But when those regrets come, obviously we do turn to the Lord for that forgiveness. And I think one of the saddest things is, you know, certainly when an abortion happens, that diminishes all of us because you look at that missing piece in your life, and I think that's sad. But I think what's also sad are the people that have made that decision maybe many, many years ago. And they continue to live with those regrets, and they don't have to, because God wants to bring the closure, bring the healing that they need. And so what that means is getting out of the denial, getting out of the isolation, and giving voice to that experience. And that's why we have at the Pregnancy Center, you know, we do talk about, you know, we want to save lives, we want to save babies, we want to help women not make that choice. But at the same time, we recognize that there are millions that have made that choice. There, mm-hmm. there have been over 50 million abortions since Roe v. Wade in 1973.
How many?
Over 50 million since 1973.
Goodness.
When they legalized abortion in 1973 through the Roe v. Wade decision, over between 1.2 and 1.5 million abortions occur legally every year just in the United States alone. And that's why every January we talk about Sanctity of Human Life Weekend, to kind of not to celebrate that, obviously, but to memorialize that, mm-hmm. and to call the church to attention, to say we need to make a difference. We need to speak out. And so we want to save babies. We talk about abstinence. We want to prevent unplanned pregnancies. But at the same time, we want to minister to those women that have experienced that abortion and help bring wholeness and healing to them, because they don't have to live with all those regrets. And so we'll help them connect the dots, but we'll also help them experience the closure and the healing that they need. And that does result, as you said, in freedom and joy and fulfillment. And I think what it also turns into very often is ministry, because you can turn around and help someone else that has gone through that same experience. And we see that with our counselors and our people on our hotline and people like yourself that are involved in our ministry. They say, you know, I know what it's like to sit in that clinical room at Planned Parenthood or Family Planning and have that procedure, and I bought the lie that everything's going to be okay, and it wasn't, mm-hmm. but I've experienced healing from God, and now I can turn around and help someone else and save another life, not only the baby, but the mom as well.
Exactly. And it is a good feeling to know that. And even though we don't have answers for everything that happens in our lives, I know, you know, people say, well, why? You know, my dad died of cancer. And at that time, I was like, well, why God? Why my dad? Why my dad? You know, and it's not for us to ask why. But for all things, you know, it needs to come around and God be the glory. And so if we give God the glory, then it's all going to work out for his good. Mm-hmm. And so this is a bad decision, but we're called to make the most of it, the best of it. And so if I can help one person not do it, which has already happened, which mm-hmm. I'm thankful about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, God brings good out of it.
Yes. Yes, and maybe because I've gone through it, it was easier for me to move in that direction, whereas somebody that doesn't. Just like if somebody hasn't had a loss in their family, like of a parent, it's hard for someone that hasn't gone through that to understand the emotion that happens during right. that time.
Right.
So with all the things we go through, you know, we can either choose to be a victim, or we can say, I'm going to use this for God's glory, and I'm going to help somebody else maybe not go through that. Maybe I can help them from going through that.
Right. And that's what the body of Christ is all about. That's why we need to be there for each other.
Absolutely. That's what we're called to do. And so those listening, even if you haven't gone through this specific situation, there are things that you've been through. And, you know, God's calling out to you and reaching out to you to say, you know what, make a difference in someone else's lives. And, you know, it helps us. If we're depressed, it helps us to help others, doesn't it? It pulls us out of the I don't know, what do you call that?
Gets us out of that self-focus.
Yes. And reaches out to someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and David Wilkinson on 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world, termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals, microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean, hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So, call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS, 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back, and we're talking with David Wilkinson regarding CPC. And he'll explain what that's about. If you're just tuning in, it's an hour show, and sometimes people have to get in and out of the car and whatnot. And so we've talked a lot about the emotions and the choices that we make, regrets, forgiveness. We've talked about those things in the first half, and it's been wonderful, a wonderful part of the show. So you know what, David? Christians are often portrayed as critical and judgmental toward unmarried pregnant teens or women. How do you respond to that?
Well, our approach is to respond as Jesus would, and that's without judgment, but with grace and mercy. We accept people where they are, and we minister to them with whatever their need is. If they come to us and they're pregnant and they're unmarried, we're not saying, well, shame on you, we won't help you. It's like, mm-hmm. we're gonna minister to you, and we're going to share the gospel, and we're gonna do it in love and with compassion. Sometimes the pro-life movement, in fact, gets portrayed as being angry, and we're activists, and we picket, and we show pictures of aborted fetuses. And I think all that does is that just adds to the shame and the confusion that they may already be experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we can show them the love of Jesus and walk with them through the process and help them see what their options are and help them regain their hope and belief that God still cares about them and God isn't going to reject them, then that helps them not only make a good decision, but it helps them draw near to God. And then once they have that baby, now they're raising that baby in a Christian environment rather than one that's empty. So that's how we approach them.
So any girl, any woman who thinks that she might be pregnant, they can seek you out and get free or low cost or whatever to find out if they are. And then you have a chance, if they want to hear you, to hear what their options might be. Mm-hmm. It's not something where you say you have to or you're forced to. You know, freedom of choice, but at least to get the information. You're not going to handcuff them to a chair. You're not going to, you know, barricade the door.
Right.
You're going to let them come and go and with kindness and love and support.
Yes, I think it's required of us to be very respectful to the people that come to us. And like we'll even ask, you know, at the end of a session, can I pray with you? You know, and if they say no, we're not, well, I'll pray anyway. No, we're going to pray with them if they allow us. We do want to give them all their options. We talk about what an abortion is. We talk about the risks, the procedures, the side effects, all of that. We don't perform them. We don't recommend them. We don't refer, but we'll talk about it. And then we also talk about parenting and how difficult that would be, but it's something that we need to talk about. And we also talk about adoption as a very loving option so that they have all the information. You know, we're actually more pro-choice than the other side because we do mm-hmm. give them all their choices.
Right.
We tell them what they all are. We lay it all out. And then they make the informed choice, and then whatever they decide, we want to come alongside and help them through that process. If they decide abortion, obviously we regret that, we grieve over that, but it's their decision, and we will help them work through that process afterwards.
And so. That's not something I got at all.
Right.
Like I said, it was very sterile, very cold, no looking in the eyeballs of anybody, no smiles, no nothing. It's put this robe on, you know. Mm-hmm. Lay down, you know, you hear this noise and things happen, and then all of a sudden they put you in this other room. You sit there until you can stand up, and then you walk out of that place, and that's it. There is nothing but just take care of business. And I totally felt like a piece of meat. I felt mm-hmm. totally like I wasn't human.
Yeah.
And
it's very sad.
It is very sad, and wow, I don't really wish that on anyone. But, you know, on the other hand, when I'm thinking about where I was at the time, the age I was at, what I was trying to accomplish, I had my whole world in front of me. I had my life ahead of me. Oh, my gosh. There's going to be people that have already made that decision that absolutely, you know, there's just no way they can take care of a baby. No way possible.
Mm-hmm.
And could I really give that, you know, carry this baby full term and then give that baby to some other family? How could I live with that, knowing that there's this baby somewhere that's my baby, and give it up, mm-hmm. right? And I'm sure you have stories like this, don't you?
Yeah, and women often feel that. I was talking with a gal just a couple weeks ago, and she's 18, and she was a friend of my son's, and that's how she found out about the clinic. She's pregnant, and once she got over the initial embarrassment that I knew her, and I was talking to her in the waiting room, and first thing she said was, I can't place my baby for adoption. And so they're thinking about abortion, about terminating that life, but the idea of carrying that child for 9 months, bonding with that child, because I think there's that maternal instinct that you know that this is a baby and you're going to fall in love with this baby if you get too close to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, well, I just need to get rid of it, mm-hmm. you know, soon. And so, but when you walk through that process and you go, yes, it is going to be really difficult to place your baby for adoption. And we have those stories all the time. It's a difficult thing. But in the end, when you place that baby in the loving arms of a couple that have the same values that you have, that love God, that can't have children on their own, and now you're blessing them with this child who's going to be raised in a home and feels loved and safe and provided for, there's no regret in that. You know, you work
right.
through the grieving process of losing that child, but you place that child in a loving home rather than an abortion, which ended that life.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a huge difference. But we have to help the young gals work through that process. But in the end, it's a very positive thing. Adoption is a wonderful option. And there are couples waiting to adopt today. There's a waiting line for that.
Right. I know many people that just can't seem to make it happen on their own. And mm-hmm. to be able to bless that couple that are so willing and able to receive and love, what a wonderful gift that would be.
It would be.
I'm still thinking about me when I was the age I was and what was going through my head, because I'm really trying to relate and connect with that person that I was back then. Mm-hmm. Now it's a whole different thing. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, no, now I would just definitely do this over here. But at the age I was, I felt like there was no other option. I didn't want the embarrassment or the shame for my mom. Mm-hmm. I loved my mom so much, and I didn't want to shame her. And just for people to know that, oh, I did that? Oh, my gosh. Goody two-shoes, Sue. You know, had that happen? Oh, my gosh. You know, how could I live with that?
Mm-hmm.
So all those things were going through my head. But looking back, you know, the regret thing, I really wish I had that baby to be able to look at and smile at. And so.
And I think the bottom line is all of those feelings that you were feeling are very understandable. The shame and the disapproval from parents and what would my friends think. All of that stuff is all very real. But when you weigh that against a life, we need to choose life. And we need to help women work through that process, the men as well, work through that process so they too could choose life. It's just like with depression, and you learn that in counseling. You know, depression 101 is if you're depressed, that is the last thing you want to do is be making major decisions, right? Like, I'm depressed, so I think I'm going to quit my job and move across the country, or I think I'm going to get a divorce. No, work through the feelings, get to the roots and all of that, and then when you get to the other side of that, then you're going to make better decisions. So that's why we have to help people through that initial crisis so that they can make better choices down the road.
And that's a process.
It is.
And
it is.
Processing. Life is a journey and full of processes. And to have someone that, you know, because it also says in the Bible, you know, you want to get godly counsel. Mm-hmm. And you want to seek out people that know more and that are going to give you the real answer, not what you want to hear, but what you need to hear, right?
Right.
But you want to seek out those people that you really trust, and it's a safe place. Safe place is so huge because a lot of women, they're in a place where there is no safe place. And, you know, I've had other ministries on, you know, that it just breaks my heart. You know, the people that are, the women that are abused or that they have children that are being abused, but they're not at a point where they feel safe enough to be able to get out of that situation. And even them, they could be pregnant with another one and they know they don't want to bring another one in. Mm-hmm. So there's another choice. So tell me some of the stories that you have of, you know, the stories, because...
Yeah, because it's all about all about people.
Those are heart-wrenching. And before you do that, I just want to let people know what they're listening to. This is the Sue Free Show, 99.5 KKLA. And you can stream this show by going on to 99.5 KKLA and click on Listen Live. And you can listen live even if the radio isn't coming in. Where I live, you can't get the station, and it's a bummer. But I can stream it. So when I come home, sometimes I'll see my family streaming my show, which is pretty cool. I kind of like that. It's kind of nice. Also, I have SueFreesTV.com, and you can click on that, get YouTube videos and whatnot, speeches and things like that I've done.
You can see her dance.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Dance. That's a whole nother thing. That's my stress relief, David. My stress relief.
That's good.
Yeah. So tell me some stories.
Well, I'll tell you a couple. You know, you mentioned sitting in that cold clinical room waiting. There was a young gal. She was about 18. She came to us a few weeks ago, and she went to Planned Parenthood for an abortion. And she filled out the paperwork, and then she was sent to the back room. And there she sat for 3 hours,
oh my goodness,
waiting for the doctor to come and do this procedure because she was going ahead with this abortion. And I don't know if that's typical at 3 hours. I don't think it is. And I don't know what happened, but I think because this is God's ministry and God cares for each and every person, the mom as well as the baby, I think God had a plan for this woman.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he made the doctors lose the file or just keep going past her room and not stepping in, or maybe he made her invisible. I don't know. But she sat there for 3 hours, and it gave her time to think about what she was doing, think about what the implications of her decision would be. And then she kind of got hungry. And she said, you know what, I'm out of here. You know, 3 hours is long enough. And she got off the table, and she left. She found us, our Moore Park Clinic, and she came to us, and we received her warmly. We welcomed her. We took care of her immediately. We gave her snacks. And
she was hungry.
And the process is, you know, she had counseling with one of our trained counselors, and all our services are free, by the way, because I know you mentioned that earlier. She had counseling, and then she had the ultrasound, and then she saw her baby on that screen, and she said, "I can't kill my baby," and she chose life at that moment. Whereas 3 hours earlier, or earlier that day, she would have terminated that life and lived with that regret. So now she's making a plan for life with her baby. We were in Watts just this past week, and a gal came in. And a lot of the people in Watts, they have had many abortions. We had one woman who had 13 abortions. We had one woman who had 9 abortions. It's as you mentioned earlier, they use that as their form of birth control. And they think that's just normal. That's just kind of what you do. But we had this one woman come in, and she was 23. She had a five-month-old baby, and she had a boyfriend. and now she's expecting triplets. And so
she has a five-month-old baby? I didn't even think that was humanly possible. Wow.
Apparently it is.
I didn't think it was.
And she's about 12 weeks along. And so, yeah, she got pregnant right away, obviously. After her other baby. And
triplets.
And now she's going to have four under 1 year old.
Oh, my goodness.
But that just reemphasizes for us how we need to care for this woman and her baby, and she's going to need ongoing help and resources.
That's for sure.
With all those kids.
Absolutely.
And so we have her connected with a church called Powerhouse Church of Watts, which is part of World Impact that we partner with. And so they're going to help her with diapers, and we give her baby clothes and all that. But we want to care for her throughout that process because, you know, you never know what kind of pressure a person's going to feel when they go back home. And so we want to provide that ongoing care and support because we care about the whole person. It's not just about saving babies. It is about meeting their spiritual needs, their emotional needs, and those ongoing physical, practical needs as well. And so CPCs are not just out there picketing and saying, you know, don't kill your baby. We want to care for the whole person, you know, in Jesus' name. And that's what we're all about. And we're all over the country. It's not just about Simi Valley and Moorpark or their mobile clinic in L.A. There are pregnancy centers. There's over 1,300 throughout the country. And what I would encourage people to do is to get involved. And that would mean find out what's a local center near you. If they're in the Santa Maria area, there's a center in Santa Maria. If they're in Santa Monica, there's the Westside Pregnancy Clinic. If they're in the Caneo Valley, there's the Women's Resource Center. If they're in Mission Hills, there's the Mission Hills Pregnancy Center. So they're all over the country. So I would encourage people to go online, to Google pregnancy centers in their area, and get connected because they're wonderful people, and it's a wonderful work that we do, and we always need more volunteers, more people to help answer the phone, more people to help raise money or plan events. You know, it's an ongoing need that we all share.
I have a little pamphlet here from the ministry, and it says, three ways to help. Seek God on behalf of the CPC as part of our prayer team. Pray for clients, youth, volunteers, and staff. We will send you regular prayer requests. Serve by using your gifts and talents as a volunteer in one of our three clinics. Share out of the resources God has given you to help the ongoing work of the CPC to provide free life-affirming pregnancy services. Join the 1010 campaign. Seek, serve, share. See lives saved, hearts healed, and homes strengthened. Doesn't that sound wonderful? And that's what you're about. That's what the clinic is about. It's not just about this one part of it, because that decision affects so many areas and the future of that person and the lives that come after this decision.
Absolutely.
So the healing needs to happen, and you are offering the healing and all aspects. And being a pastor and seeing what you've seen and heard what you've heard, it must be amazing to be able to impact life this way.
Yeah, it's such a privilege. It's very humbling, you know, but at the end of the day, you go home and you say, you know what, I helped save a life today. You know,
really? Literally?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's such a privilege.
Yeah.
And so when I look at what God has done just in my own life and being a part of the pro-life movement for years and years, and then being a pastor and doing the counseling, and then bringing all of that together in this ministry where I can serve on a daily basis and, you know, and it pays my bills, that's just such a wonderful privilege for me. But I think for anyone who's involved in this kind of ministry, whether you're stuffing envelopes or you're writing checks or you're praying for us or you're answering the hotline or you're counseling, it's such a fulfilling ministry because all of those people have a hand in saving those lives. Not just the one person who's there doing the ultrasound, but everybody has a part in that. And it's such a joy, such a privilege. And what I think is where you take your passion for life and where that intersects with the opportunity to meet those needs is such a fulfilling, joyful place to be.
So as a person, it's the beginning of the year, and we're looking at, okay, what can I do different now? We can't change the past, but we can learn from it.
Absolutely.
And so we make decisions today that are going to affect our future, okay? So if the decision is, I need healing, I need to find healing, then try to find a counselor, a therapist, or someone who can help you get the healing you need. If it's that you need to change jobs or anything like that, make a decision today to make a difference. And if you make a difference in your personal life, your family's life, an employee's life, a sibling, anybody, make a decision to be the light in the darkness. Make a decision today. And if you have to start with you, because it's hard to help others, I'm not going to say if you don't have it all together, because we're never going to have it all together.
Right.
ever, you know? I mean, that would be a wonderful day in heaven.
Not in this life.
Not in this life. But you know what? We can't wait for that. So what can we do? Okay, we could work on us, but simultaneously, parallel, we need to work on how we can make a difference every minute, every day, be a light in the darkness, help someone's life today and every aspect. So whatever your passion is, whatever you enjoy doing, you know, reach out in that area, that arena, and make a difference in this world. I mean, I think it's wonderful. I want to get the word out. I want people to know that you're available. I wish I knew about this when I had the choice to make. Would it have made a difference? I don't know. But it would have been nice to have that information, and I didn't have it. And it's nice to know it's there now. Mm-hmm. And I can personally say that there is a person very close to me that had a similar situation and didn't choose. You know, I talked to this person and said, don't do that, don't do that. And now the child is adorable. Love this child. And I'm so excited that decision was made that way.
You helped her
and
save
I
a life.
And I did help. And yeah, that's I great. Certainly did. And it feels really good.
I would just encourage people to give us a call. We have a hotline number. I'll give you two numbers. It's 866-216-4443. Or if you're in the 805 area code, 805-583-3590. That is our hotline number. So you can call for several reasons. You can call because you need someone to talk to. If you're facing a crisis pregnancy or you've had an abortion in your past and you need someone to talk to, you call our hotline. If you'd like to get involved and begin to serve and help out, you want to come for a tour, the mobile clinic or our CME or Moorpark clinic, you want to come down for a tour, you give me a call and we'll set that up. If you want to find out more about what we do or about any of our upcoming events, you can call that same number and we will love to talk to you. Or you can go to our website at www.cpcglobal1.org and you'll find out all about us and you can contact us through that as well.
That's wonderful. So I'll put this on my blog page. So if somebody listens to this but didn't have a pen, couldn't write it down, it'll be there. But it should be pretty easy to find. CPC. Mm-hmm. And that stands for what?
Community Pregnancy Clinic.
Community Pregnancy Clinic. Okay, so all of you out there, listen to that. Remember that. David, it's been so wonderful having you here. Is there anything else you'd like to say at the close of our show?
I would say God bless you, Sue, for all that you're doing.
Oh,
and I really appreciate you.
You
sharing your heart and being transparent and open, because that gives other people permission to do the same thing, whether it's talking to and they may not talk on the radio, but they might talk to their husband and they might talk to their pastor or a therapist or a good friend, and that begins the healing process. So God bless you for what you're doing.
You're making me cry. Thank you so much for saying that. And I just thank you so much, David, for all you've imparted in my life so many times, and I just thank you. You blessed me so, so much. So thank you so much for being here today. And until next week, have a blessed day. Make it a blessed day and be the light in the darkness. And all this, remember, you are forgiven. You are forgiven. Grace is to you. Thank you so much for joining. Till next week. Bye.
Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services.
Are raising insurance premiums making it unaffordable to offer quality benefits to your employees? Well, before you throw in the towel on providing affordable employee benefits, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services, the benefits specialist. Denon Simpson saved her clients over $4 million in premiums last year while offering extra benefits like heart scans, stroke scans, even chair massages. Let your employees know how much you appreciate them by offering them a comprehensive benefits package that's easy to manage and affordable. Denon Simpson serves companies throughout Southern California. Clients like Make-A-Wish, A American Self-Storage, the Foursquare Denomination, and ministries around the world. They love an opportunity to save your company thousands too, while providing a culture of wellness and safety. If you're responsible for the health and safety of your employees, call Denon Simpson Insurance Services today at 818-676-0044. That's Denon Simpson Insurance Services for a free evaluation. 818-676-0044. Denon Simpson, the benefits specialist.
Ah, it's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.